Good morning. I'm Paul Bernane. With three things to know from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. Number one, traffic will be stopped for at least 45 minutes after 10 o'clock this morning, both ways, between Nyack and Tarrytown for the demolition of the east anchor tower of the old Tappan Zee Bridge. 6,500 tons of rusty remnants will fall 140 feet to the Hudson River. The western end will come down by the end of the year. House Republican leaders have relieved Iowa Congressman Steve King of his committee assignments. King has a long history of remarks about race and says his remarks about white supremacy, nationalism, and Western civilization in a New York Times interview were misunderstood. Number three, the government shutdown continues, and that led to fast food at the White House as President Trump hosted college football champions from Clemson.
We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you can have that's better than that, right?
With White House staff on furlough, Trump spokesman Sarah Sanders says the president paid himself for that fast food buffet. In sports, shocker in college hoops, number one ranked Duke loses to Syracuse, 95-91 in overtime. Serena Williams and Madison Keys won their first round matches in the Australian Open. The Devils beat the Blackhawks 8-5, and the Nets beat the Boston Celtics 109-102 in the NBA. Here's the weather. Sunny to partly cloudy, high 38 today. Another cold one tonight, down to 28. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy with a high of 42. You want to stay with us at WCBS News Radio 880. We'll be talking with Craig Allen about back-to-back weathermakers for Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Remember, WCBS is streaming on your phone with the radio.com app, and you can read more about our top stories and listen live at WCBS880.com.